This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bennett and Battle here. Hashtag Fatherhood. Hold on, my wife is actually texting me right now. This is kind of random. She knows.
Tell her I said hi.
She knows we're taping.
Not in a creepy way. I said that kind of in a creepy way.
Tell her I said hi. Okay.
Well, everything all right? Should we stop?
This is interesting.
The show?
I don't know if she's like trolling me or if this is real life, but she just said that our lawn guy, we have a guy that comes in and does our grass once a week. It's every Friday.
He mows the lawn or he's spraying the lawn?
He mows the lawn. He does like the edging. He does weeding. You know, he does the whole deal. Well, apparently she just caught him eating figs off our fig tree. And she doesn't know how to feel about it.
Excuse me.
She said the balls. I literally just watched him pick and eat some of our figs.
First of all, this is like the most up-to-date sentence you could say. Our lawn guy at our estate in Jersey is eating off figs.
Eating off fig tree.
Who has a fig tree? Can you eat figs like an apple? Just pick it off a tree.
This guy clearly
rub it on your little.
She just sent me a video.
Carhartt jacket and go to town on it.
Apparently you can. I mean, I never picked a fig off a tree like an apple, but this gentleman, yeah, he just did it. He's weeding our backyard. He has a weed whacker out and he just picked a fig.
It's warm outside. Maybe he needed, I'm sure it's like fruit has water in it, right?
That doesn't bother me.
No.
Would that bother you?
Would that bother me?
Yeah.
Maybe if he didn't ask for permission.
I mean, he didn't.
How many figs are on a fig tree?
There's a bunch. There's a lot.
How many is a bunch? Are there like 12?
More than 12.
Okay. So if he has...
There's a shit ton.
If there's like 20 figs on the tree and he eats four of them while he's working and you only have 16 figs left.
I think it's hilarious.
Some quick math for
you. Great.
I'd be a little annoyed. But at the same time, what are you paying this guy? Is that part of his contract? Is he you pay him in figs and you hand him like a wad of... Maybe $5 and he's on his way?
Right. Like, wait, hold on. My wife just said that she texted the owner. She texted the owner.
Is he the owner or he has a boss?
He has a boss.
Oh.
So she texted the owner and like complained. I'm like, no, that's hilarious.
No, don't that. You're going to get this guy fired over a fig.
Hold on. She just said that he responded. Wait. Okay. So the owner.
This is happening in real time.
Happening in real time. This is off to a roaring start. Okay. So the owner just said, hey, he loves figs. Did you not want him to do that? Big fig guy.
It's turning into like a Seinfeld episode.
Big fig guy.
He Was likes figs. Sorry, do I don't that? Know. What do you want him to do?
It's his jam.
That's his thing. That's what he does.
That's his bio on Facebook. Loves figs.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me. Have at it. You know what I mean?
Just text her and tell him not to get him fired.
Yeah, this man needs to be protected, if anything. I kind of want to hang out with him now.
Clearly a gift
this.
To the human race.
Yeah, I love this guy. Wow. All right. Well, I didn't see us kick it off with figs, but here we are.
I ate up 3 minutes. That's fine.
There you go. We're almost done.
Just looking for content.
Battle, what's going on with
everything's,
you?
No one's eating any. I don't have a fig tree or any or sort of fruit tree. No, I don't have a lawn guy.
Sure, things will pick up soon.
actually, somebody else does mow the lawn.
Really?
God, we sound like two little...
You make your wife do it?
honey, while I'm drinking this coffee you brewed, can't help but notice that, you know, that crabgrass out back doesn't cut itself.
Yeah, it's not doing it for me.
No, Harrison's been doing this thing, and, you know, kids are weird. He's approaching 20 months, right? He might be 20 months this weekend. Wait a minute. His birthday is December 25th.
See, this is
25th.
When I stopped doing the months.
I know. I'm starting
right
to tell
the
people
same area.
He's almost two.
That's okay. So my Kira's birthday is in October. I'm like, she'll be two in October. And then once she's two, she's just two.
Yes. That's when you stop
throwing the
months thing, right? Because it drives everyone else insane who's not a parent.
Yeah.
Like when my friends who are all single and don't have fucking kids and probably never will because they're mutants. You know, like, how old is Harrison now? Like, you know, he's like 18 months. And you see him like doing the math in their head. Like, it's 12 months in a year.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes everyone think.
Like a year and a half. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he's been doing a weird thing where we give him milk after he gets milk in the morning. Cow's milk. He's not still nursing.
Yeah.
Although sometimes he tries to. He's just a guy, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
And you're like,
he's a guy.
Get your mitts off. These are mine
it's
now.
Crazy. After his nap and at night before bed.
Okay.
And he's been calling it dur. So, and he points to it and has a huge smile on his face and says it so lovingly, right? He'll go, durr. I'm like, you can't not give it to... I mean, he's obviously, it's not like he's saying, beer. I'm like, oh, he's so cute. I just got to give him one, you know? How can you say no to that?
Yeah.
No, so we give him the milk. And for the past 2 weeks, she and I have been like, why is he calling it durr? Because usually you could figure out what he's saying.
Sure.
Like if he's going like, sock. And pointing at my feet, he's saying socks. Mm. Then he'll say, he says shoes, you know, says mom very clearly, says dad very clearly. So I know what those are.
Right.
But for the life of me, we couldn't figure out what the hell dur was and why he's calling milk dur. The only thing, and I agreed with her on this, she thought it was like, okay, maybe it's because we used to call it a bottle and the tull, suddenly he heard it as like a dur, like dur, tull, dur. I don't know. So that's why he's calling it that. Yesterday, he points at his water and he goes, durr. I'm like, oh, water,
tur,
and any liquid that he drinks is just water. Right.
Yeah.
So he's water. You have to get your head into like the mind of a baby or a toddler.
Right.
It's hard to do. It's like, okay, okay. So anything that you consume is just durr, water.
Give me some durr.
All right. And we can't say, and you don't want to correct him on that. You don't want to say, no, this is milk. Because every time you say milk, it's like a dog. You know what I mean? Every time you say walk, he's like,
where?
He goes running
where?
Over
where?
To the, I was walking to the store the other day and you see like Raffles run to the door in the background with holding the leash in its mouth. So we don't want to say milk because he's a fiend for milk.
Wow.
So you know what I mean? I don't want to correct him. Be like, no, it's milk. He's like, milk. And he goes running over to the,
oh my
the
God,
little,
fiend.
Yeah. So. For now, it's dirt.
It's just dirt. Well, I used to call chocolate milk Dito when I was a kid.
And I brought that up to her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And she's like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
And I came out all right.
Yeah, fine. Look at you. All grown up now. You have the help mowing your lawn and eating
damn
your fig trees.
Wait, so what was Bao Chao's response when you said, oh, have no fear. Our good buddy Bennett also had his own language as a kid. Was she like, oh, shit. oh, God.
I said, she goes, what did I mentioned that you called milk Dito, right? For like the first 5 years of your life.
And
she goes,
could have been an exaggeration, but sure.
She goes, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. It's like dur makes much more sense.
Wow.
Like, Ben is just stupid.
Not this Dito nonsense.
She didn't say that. I did. But
I figured.
No, it's a weird thing. I'm glad we figured that out. Because I felt like a dumb parent for a while, more so than usual. I could usually figure out where the origins of his weird things are coming from. But other than that, he's well on his way to way ahead of schedule for the terrible twos. He's just been.
Oh, really?
Just a fucking terror for the past like week. Last week, he started ticking up a little bit more. And this past week, like this week, has been.
What specifically is he doing that's making him a terror?
Well, he started a couple weeks ago getting very particular about things. Like, I can't, or I can hand him the bibs. Mom has to put him in the high chair to eat. I can't put the tray in the high chair. I can't connect it. She has to. He'll go, and like point, Mom.
Yeah, you suck doing that. Yeah, he's putting the tray. I'm joking. Because, they're very specific.
I meant my impression of him.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, you suck putting the tray down. So, of course, Mama has to do that. But, yeah, they're very specific routines.
Very particular. Then I have to, then he'll point at the bibs, and I have to go hand him two bibs. We like to give him choices, like which one, even though he always picks the blue one, never picks the dinosaur one. Except lately, he has been picking the dinosaur one. So I hand it to him, but I can't put it on. Mom has to put on the bib. I have to deliver it to him so he can choose. Mom has to put on the bib. And then we each have to sit in particular chairs to sit there and watch him eat. And we can't move or else he starts screaming.
Really? You have to watch every bite or else he'll just start screaming?
Sometimes I can go across the, you know, how my kitchen's set up at that big kitchen island there. And I'll go over there and just kind of like, just because I don't want to like be right up. Like the three people that live in this house don't need to be within
3 inches.
2 foot of each other. Right. So some space, and he'll just go, and like point.
Yeah.
And I have to go walk around and sit down. So that's been ticking up more of that.
Yeah.
Like the same when we're going for a walk, you know, we got to put his shoes on first, then the sunglasses, then he runs over and he yells that we have to turn off the TV. And then he says eyes for sunglasses. He's like, Dad, eyes, and points at my eyes, sometimes in my eye. Like I have to put my sunglasses on. I can't leave the house without putting the sunglasses on. Wow. You know what I mean? So all that. But now it's just
smart.
He's smart.
Yeah.
But it's that stuff on. And that's all good.
Yeah.
He's very observant.
For sure.
But he's almost like OCD about the order of operations.
And he's very conscious about your electronic bill, right? Like he wants to make sure that everything's turned off. The lights are turned off.
At least, look, I could kiss him for that.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? I mean, at least one person in the house is like that.
Right.
So, but everything else is this past week. I mean, I was sitting there. He was whining as she was making him dinner last night. And I grab him. He's into Moana now.
Okay.
That's the new movie. That's the new Disney movie he's into. Mm-hmm. I don't know how new it is, but it's new to him. And
now, will he watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to sit there and watch the whole thing. It's just
he'll be playing
on an endless loop.
He'll be playing while it's on and he'll stop.
Well, he was sitting in my lap and he has this little thing of Cheerios that he was kind of snacking on and feeding me some of them. And then I'm watching the movie with him and I just see like Cheerios flying out of the corner of my eye. And I look down and he's just grabbing the Cheerios and firing them across the room.
Hell
like just tossing them.
Yeah.
And he looks back. I go, what are you doing? He looks back at me with a huge smile. Like he knows what he's doing is wrong. Do you know what I mean? He knows it's wrong and he's doing it anyway. So I was a little worried that he'd be a little mischievous
because
he's my son.
We've been saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that you don't think he'll grow into you, but like that's in his DNA.
Yeah. We're hoping he gets a little more of his mom's than mine in that aspect of, you know, not having the police showing up at the house and stuff like that. When I was a kid,
he's only two, so not even two, so still early in the game. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess. Fingers crossed on that one.
You're really thinking about this. You're really concerned.
The thought had just occurred to me that my neighbor two doors down is a cop, so I could just text him and be like, "Yo, let me know." Like, do you know what I mean? Like, give me a heads up just so I can mentally prepare myself if you have to come knocking on the door.
These thoughts are already running through our heads. That's. Because I thought about that, honestly, earlier today. I was talking about this with one of our coworkers because I was saying how I was an angel as a young kid around Kira's age. I was an angel. And my brother, who's younger than me, was the mischievous one and always getting hurt and injured, whatever, getting in trouble. And then come high school, we kind of like Freaky Friday swapped lives. And I was the crazy guy and he was like the straight A student. Mm. And coworker was like, oh, so Kira right now is an angel. Like, what if come high school, she's just a maniac like her father? And that terrifies me.
I'd almost rather, if you had to pick one, I'd much rather them have them be a maniac now than a maniac in high school. Like, there's no cars involved right now. There's no drugs involved right now.
So they said that.
No alcohol.
I stopped what I was doing, and I was like thinking about, like, oh my God, I never thought of that. Is Kira going to be a monster in high school? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Well, it depends on you. Maybe. I mean, literally depends on you. You and your wife's genes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a horrible parent, chances are she's probably going to rebel a little bit.
Right.
So just don't be a horrible parent.
Yeah, I think, yeah, horrible parent could be a few different ways. Like, if I'm too strict, I feel like she could be rebellious, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's part of the reason why I was the way I was.
Like, you think you're being a good parent by, you know, but if you put your claws in too much, then they want to do the opposite of what you want them to do.
Right.
Just
like,
because.
There's no reason I had to go to bed at 8 p.m. when I was like 14.
Right. I'm 14, Mom. I can do whatever I want.
The sun is still up.
Yeah.
In the summertime.
There you go.
What are we doing?
So of course you're going to go get arrested.
It builds up resentment.
Yeah, of course you're going to go out there.
As soon as my older friends get a car, like, I'm leaving, see ya.
Yeah.
And you act out. It's not hard to figure out why.
That's terrifying.
You don't have to be Freud to figure this out. So I think, keep feeding her your figs if there are any left.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to check on this lawn guy, see how his feast is going right now in our backyard. I'm just holding on to these days where Kira is just like this perfect angel, and I can take her to all of these like work functions that I've had lately. She's been like my little plus one. She's
Batman
been my,
and Robin.
She's been my cheerleader, like my little bestie. And I feel like that would not be possible if she was your kid. No, I'm just, if she was,
if she, how dare you?
If she was, you know, just not behaving. I'm just kidding. Harrison's amazing. But we went to another Phillies game, and we were there early because I was a participant in this charity home run derby before the game.
Oh, wow. Did you take out a second base?
I did do that one year. It made the news.
A couple years ago, it made national news.
Did it really? I believe so.
Yeah. You, for people who don't know, Bennett was in the TV radio versus radio charity game, right?
It's like softball, like on the legit Phillies field.
Yeah, at Citizens Bank Park,
right,
where the Phillies play. You didn't charge the mound, but
it was a pickle between second and third. And so I was caught in the pickle.
Okay.
And then I was heading towards third base, and I was super close. And mentally, I couldn't decide if I wanted to slide or stay upright. And so my body just did both. Like, I half slid, half just crashed into the lady third baseman, who was a TV reporter at the time for one of the TV networks here in town.
Before you ended her career. Yes.
She left the market. She left. She left. And so
probably left the industry.
I just mowered down by accident. And I you can see the TV coverage. I promptly like picked her up, and I was like very apologetic, and she was not having it.
No, she was very upset.
Very upset. Like, she gave me a look that could kill.
Yeah. It was kind of like
I felt so bad. But, and you know what? We ended up winning. I was like the winning run because I eventually scored from third base to home. And I, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Well, look, you won the game. That's all that matters.
Hey, I leave it all on the field, baby.
Yeah.
And I did it again this time. So I think after that incident, we don't do that anymore. We play wiffle ball.
They changed the rules.
It was a lot of controversy that year. They still allow me to go, which is nice, but they changed the sport and the location. So we play like in a little kids field. That's still at the ballpark, but this time it's wiffle ball, and it's a home run derby with all the TV radio people. Kira was there cheering me on, super cute. And then I ended up winning. I won the whole thing.
Wow.
I had a bomb over the scoreboard.
How? With a wiffle ball?
With wiffle ball.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it happened.
The little like wiffle ball.
Yeah.
The little plastic thing with holes in it.
The actual stadium. It's the little kids park. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
By right field, I think it is, or center field. They have like a replica stadium of the ballpark.
Oh, cool.
It's exactly how the stadium looks, but smaller. It's still a good distance to hit a wiffle ball because not too many people hit home runs.
Yeah, well, we don't want to take anything away from you.
Thank
it sounds
you.
Like a big accomplishment.
That's what I'm really driving home.
You're knocking
it's
them
like
out of the park.
It's smaller than the actual ballpark, but still big enough where it's wildly impressive that I did what I did.
Really knocking them out of the park of this baseball diamond that's the size of a kiddie pool.
In the crowd, there's a lot of people in attendance watching because they were really invested. But you could hear people be like, wait, is that Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
Talking about me?
Yeah. And Bryce is back. Well, they knocked him down to the minor leagues to rehab that thumb. So maybe it was like, this is his, like, you know how comedians do like random appearances, like the back of an ice cream shop and just to try on new material. Yeah. That's like, what this was for people. They thought you were Bryce Harper. Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's just me. Just this old bag of bones. But I ended up winning that. And she was there and she stole the show, honestly. No one cared that I won. She's just the... Everyone makes comments, honestly. When we're out in public, we got a comment from one of our coworkers that said, I never wanted kids, I swear to God, until I met her, Kira. And now I'm thinking about it because she's like a perfect angel. Wow. I was like, well, you can't have this one. I mean, she's accounted for, but...
Gotta keep an eye on her.
Yeah, I mean, she literally... I told, you know, last time when we talked about her last Phillies appearance, she waves to everyone, high-fives everyone. She like makes an entrance everywhere she goes.
She is a little angel.
And then
she's very nice.
We sit and watch the game. And baseball can be boring for adults. Like, we talked about this, and she just... was relaxing, so we did that.
Oh, she sounds like she was getting positive attention from everybody, so right. Of course she's having a blast.
And if
Daddy's the MVP
her...
of the day.
What's that?
Daddy's the MVP.
Hey, I'm the MVP.
Yeah.
It's a big day. And if we need her to, like, you know, if she's like getting a little antsy, we have this game on our phone that she plays, and it's kind of educational. Like, there's like puzzles and stuff like that, and she loves it, and she eats her snacks and plays, so it's great. Earlier, though, before the game, we had a work appearance at Chickies and Pete's, which I know you're very familiar with WIP, right?
Sure.
So we had an event there because I have a brand new cocktail on the menu.
It's named after you, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, you know what? I stumbled across this on the internet accidentally.
Did you really?
And I was like, this fucking smug son of a bitch. I bet he has a fig tree.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my own drink. You know, Brian Dawkins, they gave him a burger at Chickies and Pete's. And,
yeah.
And then they gave me a drink. No one else.
It's you.
From Philadelphia fame.
Phillies.
Ben Phillies. Franklin, Rocky Balboa. Yeah.
Brian Dawkins. The real Philly Mount Rushmore here.
I mean, right?
And Michael Bennett.
And Michael, I mean, some people might have varying lists. Like, it might differ. If you ask other people, but
you're still on it. Ben Franklin might not be on them all.
Yeah.
Michael Bennett is still on it.
William Penn might be on some people's list.
They're interchangeable.
Right. I was flattered. So we had the launch of the Watermelon Bennett High. Thanks to Grey Goose Essences and Chickies and Pete's for making it happen. I'm truly honored. But Kira was there as my support system as well. So she was obviously Kalina, my wife, too, as well. So big happy family event, but we're shooting stuff for social media. We're doing stuff for radio. And so it's a lot of work, right? I mean, but she is just hanging out and just one of the crew and everyone just loved her. I just feel like I just take her everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, how was the unveiling? Did she, I'm trying to think.
She got drunk after only one. I was like, my God, you are
take the keys away from her immediately.
You know, she can't be perfect at everything.
I think that every time you're telling these stories, my eyes are kind of darting around. And I'm trying to think of what Harrison would be, if the roles were reversed,
right.
What Harrison would be doing.
Now, picture two hours. It's 2 hours of, like, creating content. And, you know, we're eating food, drinking the Watermelon Bennett High. Like, you know, you're networking and you're doing stuff. What do you think Harrison would be doing?
He'd be knocking everything over.
Really?
On the tables.
Like yeah. Throwing food and stuff?
He'd be throwing shit around.
Really?
He'd be knocking everything. He thinks it's funny, and he'd be laughing, and you pick him up, and he'd be like, no, we don't do that. And then he'll start screaming. It's a real thing now. Like, this is how he's been the past week. I'm hoping it's just like a developmental thing that goes away.
Okay, but I'll make you feel better. I just remembered one of Kira's most recent developments, and it's not a good one.
Is this a tease?
I've been praising. You want me to tease this?
Yeah, tease it. You're teasing the hell out of it.
Because I've been praising her, which she deserves. She's been a good girl. But there's one thing that she's been doing that is not only making me upset, but like it's not safe. Like it's okay. It's non-negotiable.
Wow. Some little
non-negotiable battle.
Chinks in the armor here.
This is where the buck stops. This is where Daddy puts his foot down, and we'll talk about it next on #Fatherhood.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm a pretty easygoing parent. Like, nothing really bothers me. I think my wife definitely wears the pants and she definitely sets the rules. And I'm kind of like the one that sneaks, you know, the
Everyone
extra
says.
Snacks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this has been happening most recently this week, actually, that I'm like, and we're both like, okay, Kira, you can't do this. Not negotiable. This is not safe. And in the car now, she has figured out how to wiggle herself out of her straps.
In the car seat?
In the car seat. And we're tightening it like all the way it can. We're YouTubing like secrets because like other parents, you know, have had the same problem where the kids get smart enough and they just like wiggle their way out or they figure out how to like loosen it up.
The good news is it's really hard for her to open the trunk from the inside.
Right.
There's no way she's going to be like springing out
Jokes
as you're on the
on
highway.
Her.
Yeah.
So she like will note like in the rear view mirror, I'm like, why is Kira looking at me? Because like she's rear facing. She's facing the opposite direction.
So if you are driving, you're supposed to be able to see them behind you, like facing you.
No, the opposite
what?
Way.
Okay. I think you're doing it wrong.
Am I doing it wrong?
Their back is supposed to be against like the passenger side, the back
right.
of the passenger seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but not. But their face is not facing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I left out the part where they're looking into a mirror on the other part.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So we're good. We're good. We're doing it right. But eventually, as they get older, yeah, things do change. But she's not there yet. But I actually go to the firehouse when I want to get things adjusted.
You know what? That's like a lie. I'm not saying you don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's not a lie, but it's a myth. Like,
it's not a myth. They do it. I've done
it. They do it, but they're not supposed to.
No. That's where you're wrong, Battle. Maybe they don't do it in Pennsylvania or whatever.
Bougie Jersey burbs.
In Jersey, no, they actually had a advertisement at the firehouse from like 1 to 3, like a specific window. Come on up. We'll install your car seats. And the firefighters, like, they like to... They mention how they like to see the kids grow up because parents go through different phases of their adolescence to get their car seat adjusted. And I said,
here's
hey,
Timmy again, change his diaper.
Yeah. And I said, hey, we'll be back when it's time to change the car seat. Anyway,
I think that's
it's old fashioned.
I don't think that's a thing. Like, I think if
I just told you it was a
thing. The hospital told us, like...
The hospital tells you?
I can go to the fire department, right?
That's your first mistake.
And she's like, that's a myth. They don't do that.
Myth! Like, I just told you, it's not a myth.
If I pulled into the fire department, they're just going to be like, yeah, I don't know, looks fine.
No, you don't just pull up. You don't just pull up.
Why? They're not doing anything. There's no fires.
No,
they're just sitting around playing checkers.
They have advertisements for it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a specific... event that you have to like wait for to do.
Oh.
You don't just pull up while they're like, you know, washing the vehicle and you're like, hey, you know.
They're not doing anything else.
No, they're playing poker. They're waiting for the next call, right? They're smoking cigars. I'm not sure. I've seen like a few firehouse movies, but that's pretty much it. Backdraft or whatever. But like, no, they're doing stuff.
Okay.
They also fix car seats.
Okay.
I need mine fixed. Kira keeps on getting out. And now Harrison, he just stays in his car seat. He doesn't like try to like wiggle or
no.
He doesn't fight it.
He's too big. There's no like room for wiggling.
Mm.
Like, he's a big dude. So
right. So you're saying we need to put some more meat on her bones?
I don't know. She's probably she's also a female, so they grow. They're smaller, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. But she is like David Blaine back there, just wiggling herself out, and then like she pops up.
So I'm sorry. She's not undoing anything. She's not unbuttoning anything.
No, she's not undoing. She's just like, I don't know.
She's like Houdini. She's like,
yeah, Houdini. Like
with the straight jacket.
I don't know. Her bones are bendable or something. I'm not sure what she's doing.
Double jointed.
Yeah. So she's still buckled in on the waist, but her arms are free. And
it sounds like trouble.
So she like, and we pull over obviously right away and we fix it. And this has only been this week. This is a very new development. And so now I've been like, if Kalina's driving, I sit in the back seat or vice versa, depending on how long we're driving too. And we're like, just if we're there in the back seat, she doesn't do anything. She doesn't pull that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're both in the front seat, she just starts wiggling.
Oh, do you drive? Do you do the two parent in the front seat thing with the kid in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, we always have one of us in the back with him. So he doesn't start getting like, I'm left out.
Well, Kira normally is.
This obviously depends on the kid, but
yeah,
I know how Harrison is. So
always been super quiet in the car. She has like a few stuffies in the car or a toy and she's occupied. We'll put on like some music for her that she likes and she'll make, you know, fun noises to it. She likes it. This is like a new thing. And I'm like, Kira, we cannot be doing this. It freaks me out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, come on. So hopefully that's just a phase, but... Yeah,
maybe we should start sitting in the back with her to make sure she doesn't slip out.
Well, that's what we've been doing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So we've been alternating who's going to sit in the back seat to hang out with her while she doesn't pull off any magic tricks. That freaked me out.
Well, if that's the only thing you got to worry about.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, I guess.
She's an angel. 99% of the time.
Yeah. And she's not trying to be bad.
Right.
She's just exploring. Right.
And that's really what it is.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. She's testing her limits. She's just she's figuring out life.
Harrison testing the limits thing, just a quick, he will run over, he'll grab something hard. He's got like these porcelain cups for his little kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Or like a mug, you know, go running over to the stairs to drop him down to the downstairs.
Yeah.
Down these hardwood stairs.
Oh my God.
And he'll kind of, he'll hold his hand over the gate.
So nice and quiet.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And he'll like kind of look and smile. Like, and as I'm saying the don't, he'll go, Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful.
That's what I dealt with this morning.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
We're going to have our... Yeah, it's not good.
I just can't believe that we're talking right now, and it's, what, August 26th? Coming up on the last little bit of summer here, Labor Day weekend.
Thank God.
Next weekend. You don't like the heat. You don't like summer.
No, done with it. Out of here.
You're a fall...
Fall. Wedding's coming.
Yeah, your wedding's coming up.
My wedding's coming up towards the end of October, and I went to go try on a tux.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't locked down the tux thing yet.
Yeah.
I went to, I don't want to say the name of this place, but it is a chain where you could rent a tux. Okay?
Okay. And I'm thinking of all the chains I know of, all right?
It was, dude.
Like a Men's Warehouse?
I say stuff like, I don't want to say the name.
Okay.
It was not Men's Warehouse.
Okay.
The other one.
The other one.
I say this a lot. This is a battle phrase that my friends, I told my friends they can all use
Fuck
and
off.
They have applied in life. Now, I can't take credit for that one.
Okay.
It is, why are you making this so difficult for me to give you money?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard me say that before. Mm-hmm. I don't say in a dickhead way. I say it when things are like, you have the thing I want. Yes.
You have American currency.
You have to boil things down to their basics with these people sometimes. I have money to pay for it. Right. Like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
I walk into this place and I brought her with me because... I just needed her to be there. And I walk in and I'm trying to make this a positive experience. I'm getting fitted for a tux for my wedding. It's supposed to be a positive experience.
Right.
I walk in and they're like, hello, what can we help you with? And I go, getting married. I need a tux, big guy. And I kind of did that. And he's like, all right, well, let's do it. Let's get you going. And he pulls out this 3-ring binder and I just go, I want to look like James Bond. He goes, oh, like that? And he points to this weird, like, Carnival Barker white and red tux that's on the wall for some reason. I go, no, I'm not going to a fucking circus. I'm going to be James
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. God.
Right. fighting with my groomsmen on the way into the wedding, to the ceremony with their canes.
God.
And he just throws this 3-ring binder at me like I have to take a test for a fucking to be an ASE certified mechanic or something. He's like, well, there you go. I go, okay. And I'm looking through it and I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm fucking looking at here. And he's like, yeah, well, those are our tuxes. And this other guy is walking by back and forth, up and down the store, just going, we don't have the 1160. He's kind of like a Rain Man kind of thing. Like, we don't have the 1160. I'm like, okay, I don't know what the 1160 is. Like, I pointed the one, like they're speaking in like the weird language.
Right.
And I go, I pointed this one. I go, I'd like that one. And the guy's looking at it, and he's like, looks up at me, looks back down at it, looks at the rack. And then he's kind of like, just does this. And he's just kind of hanging out, and then he starts staring off into space. I'm like, and I look at her, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
This is a bizarre world.
This is strange. Like,
yeah. Is he having a stroke?
I go, okay, do you have this one? He's like, I don't know. I was like, I go, well, are all the tuxes behind you? He's like, yeah, those are ones. And the guy walks over. He goes, the 1160? No, we don't have the 1160. I go, this one right here, is this the 1160? He looks at it. He looks at the other guy. He looks back down at it. He goes, no. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm not asking about the 1160, asshole. Do you have this tux?
Yeah.
Like, I started getting mad.
Right. Like, it does not have to be this complicated.
No. I tried to explain to them. I go, I want to try on these two to see what they look like on me.
Right.
And I'm wearing shorts. This is last evening.
Yeah.
Last night. Put the kid over at her sister's, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's like, oh, well, you can try on a coat. Yeah. Try on the jacket. So I try on this one jacket, which is not the one I wanted. And he's like, there you go. I'm like, okay. So I walk over to the mirror. Like, I had to do everything myself. I walk over to the mirror. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what do you think, hon? She's like, I don't know. You're wearing jeans or you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt. It's tough to. I go, can I try on the whole thing? He's like, we don't have the whole thing. And the one
what
guy goes,
what do they have?
He goes, the 263 is out too. 263 is out. I go, what do you guys keep saying out for these tuxes that I'm not requesting?
Right.
Do you mean they are out as in they're out in public being rented right now for another affair, or they have been discontinued entirely? And the guy goes, ah, discontinued. That's a good word.
I can't with this
and,
guy.
And I go,
I can't with this guy.
I turn and look at my girl. I go, I'm not sure I understand what's going on here.
Right.
And she goes, Okay, well, if we want to, like, get the groomsmen, can we, like, do this online instead of, like, a group number or something? He's like, oh, yeah, they'll give you, like, a number, and you could kind of figure things out from there.
Ooh.
Where? He goes, on the website. I go, okay. He's like, you can do that here. I was like, I don't know if you guys are set up for that. Meaning, like, I don't think you guys know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, they clearly do not.
Dude, we were out of there in, like, 10 minutes. I was like, all right, well, we'll talk to you later. I'll pop in next time I don't have a meeting to go to or something. We got to go pick up the kid. And we walk out of there, and she goes, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever experienced. And I go, this is my life. Every time I go to a store or a restaurant, this is what I deal with.
Oh, for everything, not just toxins.
For everything.
Everything.
This is why people are like, oh, you're so prickly. Like, because I just know immediately that everything is going to be shitty.
Yeah, what is it about you that brings on horrible customer service?
Maybe it was the being an asshole in high school. I don't know. And this is just karma,
you know,
but that was only 4 years.
I had a very similar experience buying my suit for my wedding, which is why I chose a suit off the rack from H&M, which was easy.
Which looked great.
And you can use it multiple times. Coworker Nate, also in the wedding, he uses it at least once a week. I see him in that, in that suit.
He's a big jacket guy.
Big jacket guy. But I had a similar experience. I think it was a Men's Warehouse, or maybe I won't name them, but I think it was Men's Warehouse, unless they decide they want to advertise. And then it wasn't.
I didn't want to give them money anyway, because they shoved the, remember that old, the owner guy? He's like, you're going to like the way you look.
He guarantees it. How can you guarantee it? Because you clearly did not
that
like
that place
anything.
Went to shit after they shoved him out. They pushed him out.
Oh, did they?
The board pushed him out.
Guy? Oh, wow.
And he started some other company.
Well, I had a very similar experience in one of those chain places.
It's a fucking nightmare.
They don't know what they're doing, A.
No.
They're like, you know, they're probably like a server at their other job. Like they don't know fashion or tuxes or.
And look, they were nice enough, but they were just clueless, and it was infuriating to me and not helpful.
So they made me try on a tux. They actually had all the pieces.
Oh, wow. Imagine that.
But and they sized me, but they don't know what they're doing when they're sizing you.
Yeah, they put it in centimeters.
I put it on. It's like my dad's suit. Like I'm like 8 years old. I'm like swimming and I'm like, this is not it.
No.
This is not it. And she goes, OK, I'm sorry. Let me try it again. She tried it again. It's even worse. I'm like, oh, I'm out of here. Like,
yeah,
and on top
gone.
Of it, it's so expensive. So like the quality sucks. It's overpriced. I'm like, what am I doing here? So the I think the suit at H&M was like all in was like $100
$90
around there.
Right. It was more expensive to rent something from one of these chains than it was to buy
for sure
the suit also at another chain.
Is that what you're going to do? Do you know what you're going to do?
No, never fucking step foot in that store
I'll
again.
Tell you that much.
First and foremost, I'll tell you what, as soon as we left, I go, I'm sorry, I'm so angry right now. There's a liquor store right across the street. I just stormed across
really?
The street. I hand to God.
So you did not get a tux, but you got a bottle of liquor?
I got a bottle. They finally had a Don Julio Reposado. I'm saying that correctly. Behind
it's so
the glass.
Funny, because like knowing you before kids and fiancés, you didn't like drink liquor.
No.
I feel like being a father has led you into alcoholism.
Well, yes.
Because you were always a strictly beer drinker. IPAs, right? And then I feel like now you're gravitate to the harder stuff.
It just feels like
when is black tar going to come into the equation here? How bad is this going to get?
This has been hashtag fatherhood on Odyssey.
And I feel like that would not be possible if she was your kid. No, I'm just. If she was.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.